From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. Attorneys for a Missouri death row inmate with a rare medical condition say the tracheostomy tube he relies on to breathe increases the risk of a grotesque execution process if he is put to death next week. Clemency from Governor Mike Parson may be the last hope for convicted killer Russell Becklew, who is scheduled to die October 1st. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in April that the execution could proceed. A spokeswoman for the Republican governor says Parson supports capital punishment, but will examine the clemency request. Becklew suffers from cavernous hemangioma, causing blood-filled tumors in his head, neck, and throat. Court reprieves in 2014 and 2018 spared him hours before he was set to be executed. The tracheostomy tube became necessary in 2018 when Becklew contracted meningitis. Water levels are rising again along the Missouri River after recent heavy rain, although none of the flooding is expected to be severe. The National Weather Service is predicting moderate flooding in St. Joseph, Missouri, where the river is expected to crest tonight at a level that will inundate a park. Minor flooding is expected in several other Missouri towns, including Napoleon, Waverly, and Boonville. Meanwhile, about 40 Missouri roads are closed, mostly in the northwest part of the state, where earlier rounds of flooding battered levees. But that's just a fraction of the roads that were closed at the peak of the flooding earlier this year. Mike Kehoe is running to keep his seat as Missouri Lieutenant Governor. The Republican launched his campaign yesterday at Jefferson City Park. Kehoe didn't run for Lieutenant Governor in 2016, but was appointed by then-Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson in June 2018 to fill the position, which Parson himself vacated when he became governor. Kehoe had been serving as the second-highest-ranking state senator at the time. Voters will have a chance this election to weigh in on whether they think Parson was right to appoint Kehoe. Authorities say shootings left four people dead and two others wounded in a three-hour span in the St. Louis area as violence continues to rack the city. KSDK-TV reports that the first of Monday shootings happened around 7:50 p.m. and left two men dead. Police say two people were wounded around an hour later. Then at 9:50 p.m., a man was fatally shot at a gas station. And at around 10:50 p.m., a woman was found dead in an alley with multiple gunshot wounds. Last week, Governor Mike Parson announced that he was sending Highway Patrol troopers and other state workers to St. Louis to fight the violence. St. Louis has long had one of the nation's highest murder rates and is on pace to top last year's total of 186. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.